Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. In 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. And welcome to the first episode of That Was Interesting with me, Craig Lambert. And I mean that, the first episode. Round of applause. Very good, very good. So today I've got a couple of my idiot friends in the room with me and my special guest. First of all, I'm going to introduce my idiot friends. So first up, hey Phil, how you doing, man?
Hi, not bad, not bad.
Good?
Yeah, good.
Is that it?
Yeah, good.
Just good?
Very good.
Fair enough. And then over the other side, we've got Mr. Matt. How you doing, Matt? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's late. So Matt's probably going to roll up any fucking minute and burst through the door and make a big scene whilst we're trying to do the podcast. But we'll go over it anyway and see what happens. So thanks, Matt.
Cheers, Matt.
Yeah.
Good one.
So my guest today is Mr. Richard Rowden. How's it going, mate?
Hi, guys. It's going very well.
Cheers. Yeah? How was your travelling? Your trip in? Is it okay?
Sweet.
Yeah, did you get here okay?
Yeah, one line, so Northern Line.
Sweet. Yeah.
Nice.
Actually,
nice.
No, Central Line.
Yeah, because I don't live on the Northern Line, so that'd be pretty impressive, to
definitely
be honest.
Central Line, it's very hot. So.
Yeah, I hate it, hate it. How was your trip in, actually, Phil?
Horrible.
Was it?
Yeah, a bus, then Northern Line, and then the Central Line. Oof.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I feel for you.
You do live on the opposite side of London to me, though.
There is that, yeah. So, but pretty much everybody I'm going to get on the podcast lives miles and miles and miles away from me, so... But we'll see what happens.
Fine.
You know.
Make him deal with it.
That's why Matt's late.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Thanks, Matt.
Who's Matt?
Yeah.
Who is he anyway?
God. So we're going to carry on anyway, and then he'll turn up at some point and probably make, like I said, a big scene, and it will be about Matt for 5 minutes, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But so I'm going to, at the beginning of every podcast, I'm going to play a little game with you guys, just to kind of warm us up.
Nice.
You know, get into the flow of it and, you know, just laugh at each other, you know, which is all, it's, the podcast
it's
is about laughing.
We love
at each
doing.
Other. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know,
we're all good friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all about that. So, the game I'm going to play is called Year of the Coin. Does anybody know it?
No.
Nope.
No? No. Good. So, I have just realised that we went to the shop before this and I gave you my fucking coins, Phil.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But you found some, right, Rich?
Yeah, I've got some coins.
So.
Nice
sound effects there.
Definitely coins.
Yeah. Yeah, they're real coins. They're real coins. So basically how this game goes is that I'm going to give you a coin and you look at the year on the coin and you have to tell me an interesting fact about you in that year.
God. What if it was before we were born?
Then you need to make something up pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Nice.
Maybe, actually, here's a little twist, okay? Why don't you make up the fact or tell a fact, if it's true, before you tell us a year? Okay? Should we give that a go?
Well, and then you have to guess which year.
Then we have
year.
To guess when this would have happened. This actually... Okay, see this?
This game has
happened.
So many possibilities.
Yeah. It's intelligence.
You know?
Oh my God.
Year of the coin was so simple 5 minutes ago. Now look at it. Right, so I'm gonna randomly give a couple out. So you can have a 2p. That's what you feel. 20p, you know, you're the star, right? So you can have the 20p. And I'll go for a 2p as well.
Nice.
So everybody have a quick look. Okay, so I'm gonna put Phil up on the spot first.
Right, so I was two when this coin was made. So I don't really have many memories from that time in my life, if I'm completely honest.
Okay.
I definitely remember lots of childhood holidays with my parents and stuff.
But when you were two?
Around that time when I was younger. It's all a blur, really.
Well, Phil just ruined the fucking game. So, where was you living when you were two?
I was living in Shrewsbury.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, well, that's I think we've talked about this before because you're from Shrewsbury, aren't you?
Yeah, just that shock value.
Yeah, what?
It's not a very widely known place, I guess.
I ain't got a fucking clue where it is.
It's in the Midlands, in Shropshire somewhere.
Okay, yeah.
It's very green.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Lots of fields and cows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much.
All the best places have cows.
Yeah.
I think that's what you should go on when you're looking for a really good place to live.
Where are the local cows?
That's what you ask the estate agents.
Are they black or white or brown?
There you go, because that's a big difference completely. You know, because if they're Devonshire cows, you know, they're often brown, right? Mm. You know, and Devon's a really nice place. So if they're brown cows, you're really winning. But if it's black and white cows, it's hit and miss, to be honest, when it comes to cows. And I've really looked into this.
Wow, I've never looked into cows that much. So,
I was like, one does milk and others meat.
Yeah.
I thought they all did both.
You can't eat black and white cows? Is that what you're saying?
I think you can, but they're milking cows, aren't they? Not.
Which sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't doubting him. I wasn't doubting him.
Stop doubting me, Craig.
We've kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent.
That's fine. Let's fucking move on then.
That was good.
Right, so yeah. Oh,
so who's not turned their phone on silent?
So because of Matt being useless and late, I've left my phone on so I can hear where he is. And he's now heading over.
Nice.
So
you can hear where he is.
Yeah, I can hear.
From the sound of where he is.
Oh, that ting. Ooh. Yeah. He's near.
I can tell by the kind of reverb on the end of it. Like the distance of the reverb, I can tell roughly that's how far.
Definitely how it works.
Yeah, so it should be reasonably soon, I think. So, right, Rich, what year have you got on your coin?
Well, I've got 2000, which is 2000. The millennium.
Nice. Good year.
Good memory from that. I remember the millennium being at my nan and granddad's.
Yeah.
And it's in a field in the middle of nowhere with cows and sheep.
Of course.
And I remember fireworks being like a 360 degree view, just everywhere was fireworks.
Kind of like the end of the world, but with fireworks.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, look at the fireworks, this is amazing. Yeah, that was a really good night.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I just realised, like, I've come up with a new rule at the beginning of this, saying, like, we won't say what the year is. And the first thing I asked both of you was, like, what year is it?
All of a sudden, the game's just falling apart.
So, fuck it. We'll carry on playing it like the old way then.
Don't tell us what your year was.
My year is, shall I tell you?
Yeah, tell us and then,
It's 2015.
Ah.
Yeah. And I can tell you the most interesting fact about me in this year.
What's that?
I'm starting this motherfucking podcast. Ah. Hey.
It's almost like you intentionally planned that.
Yes, I actually picked the coin out of the bunch and went, ooh, podcast. And that's how that game went. Yeah.
Wonderful. That was fun.
Good game.
What do we think of that game,
GG.
Sorry.
Good game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should I have known that was a thing?
Now, the more I think about it, no.
Okay. This is where the conversation's really going to get interesting, okay?
We're going to get serious.
We're
going to
get some serious question action going on
right
now.
Going to go deep. Oh, God.
Yeah, right? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, yes.
I think.
Right. Kick us off.
So, the questions are going to be related around the topic. Right? Being an actor, not me, you.
Obviously.
Right? So being an actor yourself, I've kind of related them all to be around films and movies in general. So they're all going to be film-based. So hopefully, being an actor, you should know most of the film-based questions.
You'd expect so.
When it comes to... And they're all personal stuff, so it's all stuff you should know. And if you don't know, then you need to think about what you're doing in your life. That you don't know who you are and what you're doing.
No pressure.
Yeah. Okay. So now I've set that up, right? The first question is, what was the first ever film you saw?
First film I ever seen. One of the ones I remember mostly, might not be in the very first one, but Jurassic Park.
Nice.
Was one that stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I remember mostly.
Yeah.
So I was like 7 or 8 at the time.
Yeah.
It just... Scary as hell.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Totally. I think that was Jurassic Park was one of those films that when I was growing up that I hated watching it. Hated it because it literally scared the shit out of me. Now I watch it and it's fucking hilarious. But at the time, I know what you mean. I was terrified of it.
Yeah, it's scary, but also really fun at the same time. I wasn't really scared, but I was like, oh my God, dinosaurs, T-Rex.
Yeah, totally. You really, it was one of those films, like, you really wanted to watch it, but it's like, because it's fucking dinosaurs. Yeah. But at the same time, you're like, oh my God, I don't want to look, you know.
I'm going to have nightmares, oh my God.
Yeah, I know, I think I was aware it was a film, so I wasn't that scared, but thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right, man.
Very, very good film.
Yeah.
God, he's such a man, Phil.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, dinosaurs. Obviously, these aren't real. You don't see it in the fields amongst the cows. So it's generally just a film, and I'm not going to be scared at all.
Don't give in to the fear.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Shrewsbury, it's Shropshire, which is where Hobbiton is based. Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fun fact. There we go. That's quite interesting.
There we get wizards and all sorts of stuff around our way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You just roaming around in the streets. Yeah. Shrewsbury High Street.
All right, Gandalf, woo.
Yeah.
Where are you going tonight?
Yeah. Meet down the pub later. Yeah. Have a couple of jars.
You got a liquid nightclub? Woo. Yeah. Lad.
Lad.
What was the first film you ever remember watching, Phil?
I feel like it was either an older Disney film, but that's going to be a given.
Yeah.
But the most memorable was probably Home Alone.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I should have said that one.
Classic.
Yeah. Very good film. I take mine back.
Where's Macaulay Culkin now?
Fuck knows.
In a ditch with some drugs.
Isn't he sober now? Or am I just giving him the benefit of the doubt?
Does anyone know where he is? What he's doing?
No.
He's kind of disappeared.
I'll consult the internet at some point.
Google it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be listening to this on Acast. This is where I'll be putting all the podcasts each week. And a really cool thing about Acast is the fact that I can put snippets of photos and links within the audio when you listen to it. So if you are listening to it on Acast, you'll get a little link to some of the stuff we're talking about during the podcast.
So they'll get a link to where Macaulay Culkin is right now.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly. So I think I was just thinking then what my first film was probably. And I think mine, the one that I remember the most, and I watched it so much, was the Disney Robin Hood.
Yeah, classic.
With Robin Hood was like the fox or something.
Yeah, he was.
And I remember, I think my parents one Christmas must have just spent some time recording all the films over Christmas, and I had this video cassette that had like loads of like really old like 90s adverts in it as well, and I had it. I wish I had it now. Because if you watched it, some of the adverts that were on it would have been fucking hilarious. Weirdly, I remember one advert on it, which was a Duracell advert. And it had like a Christmas song on it about the one about All I Want for Christmas My Two Front Teeth. What? You know the one I'm on about?
What? No. Was this before the Duracell bunnies?
Yeah. It might have been Energizer. It was a battery, maybe. We'll have a look. We'll put links up. But it was
very relevant.
Where's Energizer now?
Yeah, exactly. So I think on the back of that question was, what was the first film you ever saw in the cinema?
Wow, what was my first film I saw in the cinema? I actually can't remember.
Yeah, I don't even think I can begin to think what that might have been for me.
What was maybe the first one you can remember then? I remember, shall I tell you mine? So it was, have a little thing, because I remember mine. It was the Aristocats.
Okay.
I remember going to watch it I think my dad took me or something. And I think the reason I remember it the most was because we went to the cinema, watched it, and then got McDonald's on the way home and had a Happy Meal. And back then, Happy Meals, the boxes, you could unwrap them and make kind of scenery out of them.
Oh.
And then use the toys you got in the boxes, which were decent toys, play with them in the scenery. I remember that very well.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Where is McDonald's now?
What's McDonald's? Yeah. I do remember my first film now. It was Lord of the Rings.
Oh, was
no
it?
Way.
Because of like where I live, we have to drive at least half an hour to anywhere with people.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a case of I had to wait for my dad to drive or a friend to go with their dad.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings was, I think, the first film I saw in a cinema.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's my favourite trilogy, so.
Good trilogy.
Is it really?
Yeah, watch it every year, at least once.
The whole trilogy or one episode?
Start to end. Just like one whole day, 9 hours, smash it out in one day.
Really? Yeah. That's amazing.
It's usually when I go back home to Shropshire because there's nothing to do. I don't have a car when I go there.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I'm going to just chill out, have some beers, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Live the dream.
I do love Lord of the Rings. Have you got them Blu-ray?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
The extended editions, of course.
I didn't have that much money. I've got the box standard Blu-ray.
It's the standard version.
I'm pretty sure they were secondhand at that state as well. But yeah. What about Phil? Do you remember?
I can remember, quite not vividly, but very clear, you remember watching The Matrix Reloaded in Ireland. So it was on holiday with my parents and my sister. And I just remember it because that's the one that has that sex scene between Neo and Trinity in the caves when they're all like celebrating.
Oh, yeah, it does. When the rave.
Yeah. I just remember that being pretty awkward with my parents watching as well. good film. Good trilogy as well. Although everyone slates the second and third episodes.
Yeah, like Matrix 1 is... you're probably going to hear that helicopter go past then.
Let's just redo that bit.
Yeah, there's...
We're in a great soundproof studio.
Yeah.
Everyone slates the second and third episodes of the Matrix trilogy.
But like the first one, I think, is probably one of my favourite films of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's many people's best film.
You know, it's incredible.
It was kind of a revolutionary film at the time, definitely. Yeah. And there's not really anything that's been done since that has had the same kind of impact, I don't
think.
Not
really. And like, I think CGI was like, it wasn't a thing really at the time.
It was so new.
Matrix was one of the things that started it. And like, is it bullet time when they have the cameras going around in a circle?
Yeah, that was
like,
the first
one. That was massive. Like, that was huge, you know?
I remember my dad buying the VHS for Christmas.
Oh, really, yeah.
I was like, what is this? It's the Matrix. I've not heard of this before.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And then I watched it.
My dad forced me to watch it. I was like, oh my God, it's incredible. I watched it like 5 times in like 1 week.
Yeah.
So good.
I think Matrix was definitely one of those films that like, because at the time, like now when big films come out, you know it's going to be big. You know what it's all going to be about. But at that sort of time, like especially at my age at the time, like I must have been, when did that come out now? It's like 2001,
I think, yeah.
Like no, that. It's like 1999.
Or 99,
was it 99?
Yeah,
no, so I was about nine.
Matrix Reloaded was 2001.
Yeah. So I was about nine. So like I didn't give a fuck really. I was too busy like running around outside like throwing sticks at people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I cared about the new next big thing in cinema. Do you know what I mean? But easily one of the greatest films. Yeah, definitely.
Agreed.
Who do you think introduced you to films or like cinema in general?
Probably my dad, to be honest.
Yeah.
I remember he took me to go and see X-Men.
Nice.
And that was, I don't know, you kind of break out of your own reality watching those types of films. Because like, well, it's a whole new reality, isn't it? So,
yeah.
I remember, how old was I? I was like 15. So I just kind of like broke the barrier of like, yeah, I can go and see a 15 film.
I think it
was a 15 at the time.
I think it probably was, yeah.
Yeah, or 12A.
It would be a 12A now, definitely. But I think at the time it was probably about 15 still, yeah.
Yeah, out 15 maybe. Years ago yesterday.
It's 15 X-Men. Years ago?
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Fucking hell.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, because one of my best friends had just seen it with his dad. He's like, it's the best I've ever seen. And went on for it like a week. It's so good. I was like, Dad, can we please go? We're going to see it. He's like, okay, son, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was just incredible.
Nice. Yeah. What about you, Phil? Can you remember that, like, who like said, oh, you should watch this? Or like really got you into cinema?
I don't know. I remember having all the kind of Disney films on VHS. Just watching those. And then there was quite a small cinema when I moved into Gloucestershire. There was a small cinema in the town that we lived in, which had new-ish films on pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like £2.50 for a cinema ticket back
Seriously?
Then.
Why £2.50?
And that was like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, because I've been moaning about cinema prices for a long time now, like because you're looking, especially in centre London, you're looking at about, I don't know, 15 quid maybe. Well, probably a little bit less if it's just...
Well, I went to see Jurassic World the other week and it was 17 something. It was 3D and IMAX, but still.
Still.
Paying so that much for a cinema
ticket. If it was 2D,
tickets.
You're probably still looking at 12 quid at least, maybe more.
Yeah.
But like, have you seen the Y Plan? Heard of Y Plan?
Yeah, you get about 50% off.
Yeah, thing. £7 cinema tickets. Oh, yeah.
Just, yeah. Advertising for you.
Great promotion there. You're welcome, Y Plan.
Cough up.
All right.
So whilst we're talking about like kind of childhood and like younger years of filming. Films in general, did you ever have like movie posters on your walls when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
I had The Matrix.
Standard.
Yeah. The typical front of the DVD
box set
type one. Jurassic Park and Scream.
Oh, really?
Scream.
Yeah, because nice. I wasn't allowed to watch Scream at the time, and my sister loved it. My dad was like, you're not watching Scream. It's awful. It's terrible. It's blood and gore. You have nightmares. Yeah. But I was like, I really want to see it.
Yeah.
So I put posters up and stuff like that. I really want to see it. Come on.
So you had the poster up before you'd even watched the film. That's like dedication to something. I don't know what this is about at all, but I'm going to put the poster up on my wall.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Didn't last long. But
yeah.
Pretty crap poster.
Pretty crap film.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Although I've not watched it again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think if you need to rewatch it now, you'd look back and be like, oh no.
Really?
Probably. It's one of those era of films where at the time it seemed all
new. It didn't age very well.
Yeah.
Like it's been a while since I've seen it, but it hasn't been that long. And yeah. Like Scary Movie, I noticed it was on Netflix now the other day, which is always makes me laugh because that was just a rip off of Scream, really, wasn't it? And a few extras. Obviously, Scary Movie got way out of hand with the six and seven or where the fuck they're on now. But like I say, the first one was about mainly Scream, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a rip off of.
I do love Scary Movie though.
Scary Movie, yeah, I think I can kind of get through Scary Movie 2, but. The rest of them I haven't seen. But yeah, Scary Movie was fucking
take
amazing.
Take my strong hand. Yeah. I mean, it's going through the pants and stuff. Ooh, what have you got here?
Yeah.
The pennies, toothbrush. Ooh, you need that for later.
Yeah.
Absolutely quality. Is that my favourite comedy / horror film, I guess,
at
the time?
Yeah.
Like, me and my best mate are just like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. We even reenacted the whole, the exorcism.
Yeah.
You're lying in bed. I played the exorcist, like the girl.
Yeah.
With like a wig on and stuff. Go, fuck me! Yeah. Wigging the hair around and shit. Oh, we were cool back then.
Yeah. Yes. I like it when there's a scene near the end where like the Scream character is kind of smoking a bong. No, they're smoking the fish tank. I think they've wired the fish tank up and they're smoking that. And he comes in with the normal Scream mask and then like halfway through he's like, what's that? And that with the tongue coming out of his mouth and shit.
Yeah.
And I had that mask.
The tongue one?
Yeah, the one with the tongue coming out.
Really?
Yeah. I had it, I can't remember where I got it from. But I had a Scream mask with like these stoner eyes and the tongue hanging out. And it was really good quality. It wasn't even like a shit plastic one. It was fucking amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I wish I knew where that was. It's probably at my mum's.
That's a Halloween costume waiting to happen.
I know, I'm going to find it.
Bring it back.
Halloween, here we come, right? Did you have any movie posters, Phil?
No, I was really boring. My walls were bare.
Didn't you have, like, because you were did you even have any band posters?
I don't really remember. I don't think my mum would let me put any up because the blue tack would take the paint off the wall.
Oh.
Shame.
Didn't have a very good childhood.
Did you rebel in your teens? Like, I'm going to put posters up, mum. I don't even care.
Yeah. I kind of, because you'd go to HMV and they'd have the stacks and stacks of posters and they'd all cost money. And of course, being a kid, I was like, well, spent all my pocket money on sweets and stuff.
Yeah.
Couldn't justify buying a poster, which would just get torn on the way home or something.
Wow, you're quite sensible.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Fuck that. I'm going to take it home, put it on my wall, going to wreck the wall. They don't even care. Yeah. Fuck you, mum.
I remember actually one of my best mates when I was growing up, his sister's boyfriend worked in the Odeon in my town. And so we used to get loads of like free movie posters from him.
Nice.
And I remember one that I had was Freddy v. Jason. Remember that when that came out?
Yeah, sick film.
That was amazing, that film. And I remember when I watched it, like, because that was at the time, I was still young enough to kind of be a bit like, oh, I'm not really meant to watch films like this. And like, I remember sitting down with my mate and random mate's house, because I wouldn't get away with it around my mum's, but around my mate's house, and we sat down watching it, and it was so fucking good. I love that film. It's silly enough to be, silly, but it's still serious enough to be serious. That was
probably one of the first like versus films. Because if you think not long after that,
now there's about a million.
Now there's tons. Like then Noah's Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Now you've got what? Superman versus Batman.
Bringing it back.
Isn't there a giant shark versus tornado? Or tornado?
Sharknado.
Oh, Sharknado.
Yes.
There is a giant shark one though, isn't there?
Sharktopus as well.
Shark.
Shark. Something. There's more like a shark that can walk on land.
What?
Have you seen that one?
Terrifying.
I think it's Sharktopus. Yeah, it just gets about the war and starts walking on the beach.
Sounds
casual.
Like
so random.
That sounds like something I would think up.
Well, like one of the guys from The Dark Knight, isn't it? Like one of the main actors.
Really?
I can't think of his name. Yeah.
Oh, I think is it's Julia Roberts'
brother. Yeah.
The governor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the governor, the mayor, sorry. The one with the like the perfect fucking eyelashes and he looks like he's got eyeliner on.
Oh, guy? Him. I know who you mean.
Is yeah. it him?
He wears. I know he's one of the mob bosses.
Oh, maybe not then. Oh, fuck.
He's one of the mob bosses. You know in that Joker scene where he comes in and smashes that guy's head onto
yeah.
a pencil? He's the guy that's sitting on the left in the grey suit. He's
like, I don't have that good of a memory, unfortunately.
He's like, I want to hear the Joker's idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy, yeah. He's he's Falcone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Him. That's it. Yeah, he's in
there. Yeah. Sure.
You have seen those films, right?
Which ones?
Fucking Dark Knight. Christopher Nolan's Batman.
What's Batman? No, yeah, of course I have.
That almost got really out of hand.
Well, the guy
that was about to get out of hand.
Well, the guy who gets dropped from the roof by Batman.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I knew when you said the eyelashes thing.
Oh, no, that's a different guy.
Oh.
Different guy. I was on about the actual mayor. There's the mayor. He was in Lost as well, the mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had the fucking... He looks like he's eyeliner on.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like proper dench eyelashes.
Yeah, yeah.
Dench eyelashes.
Eyelashes.
It's the only way that I can think of describing him.
Dench eyes.
You've got dench eyes, mate.
Your eyes are too dench.
Yeah. So this is one of my favourite questions because it was something I used to love doing when I was growing up. And I used to love going out and buying movies and DVDs and like... shops in town, right? What was the first ever DVD you remember buying?
I think the first, I don't know if it was DVD actually, it might be VHS.
Ooh.
First one I bought.
I don't know what that sound
was. That's
not
the question.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. I said DVD actually. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back to VHS.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Sword in the Stone, the animation.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You bought that yourself? Like your parents?
You
buy
went
it for
into
you.
Town on your own and bought that video?
No, well. We were in town, my dad took us there, and I'm going to go to Choices. Remember Choices?
Yeah, I do, yeah, yeah.
Went in there and bought one that was being rented before, so it was, like, really cheap.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it was, like, a pound.
Wonderful.
Like, whoa. I remember seeing it once, and I thought it was really funny. It's like, you're not going to buy that. So I just bought it. And
good film?
Very good film. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Have you guys
yeah.
seen it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The wolf that's in it is the best character ever. And he's chasing Merlin.
Oh, yeah.
And slides down that hill.
Merlin's kind of a bit of a creep in that film, if I remember rightly. He's a bit of yeah. a... questionable character.
He's a nerd.
Yeah.
Like a super, super nerd.
Yeah. Well, no, the videotape I was on about earlier about my mum recorded all the films over Christmas. Sword of Stone was on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've seen it about a million times probably when I was growing up.
Yeah. I hate it now because I've seen it so many times, but back then I was like, this is so good.
To be fair, I think it's been that long now that I probably could watch it and enjoy it like it was first time again because I haven't seen it so long.
Yeah. No, I've seen pretty much every Disney film recently because of my nieces, and every time I go home they seem to be watching Disney films. So
but aren't they watching more up-to-date ones?
Nah, they still love the old VHS. Like my mum has kept all the VHS's, kept a video player hooked up to the TV.
Are you kidding me? What, your mum still has a video player?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, what's the point in rebuying all the Disney films?
No, I get it. No, I don't. I wasn't slating that. I mean, it's fucking awesome that your mum still has one. I wish I had one somewhere.
All the Disney DVDs, videos even. Yeah.
Fucking A.
That's so cool.
So every time I go home, they're just watching some kind of Disney VHS.
Yeah.
What's their favourite? What's one do they watch all the time?
I've probably seen Beauty and the Beast about 50 times in the last couple of years.
Yeah. That's a good one, though.
It's good, though.
Good film.
That's a good one. Well, do you remember the first DVD or VHS that you ever bought, Phil?
I don't know. Not myself, probably not. I don't think I bought any DVDs until I ended up having to buy them for gifts for people.
All right, let's go with that, if you can remember.
What was your first gift?
Me buying for someone else, probably a Disney film for my nieces of some variety.
I just want to pause here to say that Disney is our sponsor this week, and they should be paying up now.
Cough up.
I think Phil must legally download films.
Yes.
Because they can't...
No, I don't know. I think my mum would always just go to the shop and come back with DVDs every now and again.
Yeah.
The bargain bucket.
To be fair, like when I was growing up, that was my parents bought a lot of DVDs and they still do it now. My dad, every time they go on Asda, he finds even if he doesn't know what it is or it looks shit, if it's a couple of quid, he'll buy it no matter what. If it's something that he definitely wants to see, he'll spend a tenner on it or whatever in Asda. But he's always buying DVDs. But I think I grew up like that as well. But I think I do remember, I just instantly forgot.
I'm just trying to think of hilarious films to suggest.
Erasure?
I remember.
Oh,
here he is. So,
and he's
there he
again.
Is.
How many phones you got?
Hello, Matt. Are you here yet? Well, you're not coming because we've started recording the fucking podcast, so you're going to have to wait out there and be patient.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, right. I'll come and let you in.
I'll go let him in.
Is he here then?
He's here.
Where is he?
Oh, he took his sweet time.
Oh. Too fucking time.
Hello, everybody.
Too busy being successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right, though. Don't take about 5 minutes to sit down. It's fine.
I was just saving the world again.
Yeah.
Once more.
Hello, I'm Matt Shrover. You already introduced me?
No, you've already fucking missed that bit. Okay. I've already introduced you.
Oh, look at the patches.
That's a lovely shirt. Oh, my God.
Did you run all the way?
Yeah, I wanted to be here.
You're a legend.
Well.
Nice guy.
You're a late legend.
You could act a bit nicer to me towards me, maybe.
Thought there might have been central line patches.
Central, definitely.
Yeah, central, it was central line. Yeah.
A lot of floodage on the central line. Yeah. A lot of floodage.
Yeah,
moist.
Well, you've got here now.
Good.
Is it even coming through the mic? Can you hear the bastard? I mean Matt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speak a bit louder.
Hello.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello there.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Now we've settled down then, one of the questions I did ask both of these, and neither of them really had a very strong answer, was what was the first ever DVD you purchased?
Okay.
Can you remember?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, so do you remember when DVD players came out at a certain point, right?
Yeah.
I remember when my parents got a DVD player. I came home, my dad had bought, I think it was from a place called, Woolworths, right?
Yeah, okay.
A place, have you ever heard of a magical...
It was something like Woolworths.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Woolworths,
okay,
but it was definitely Woolworths.
Okay.
And we got a DVD player. I remember coming home and thinking, whoa,
future.
Yeah.
We're posh. This means we're posh now. And the first DVD that we had on there was 7 Years in Tibet with Bradley Pitt.
Oh, really?
Yes. Never watched it.
Okay. There we go then.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That's the insight into Matt's first ever purchase.
Well, I did it. My dad's purchase, really.
See, yeah, I know. I said that on purpose because you didn't answer the question properly either.
Oh, okay. The first one I bought, never bought one.
Yeah, okay.
Just never bought a DVD. VHS, skipped DVD and went straight to Blu-ray.
VHS was where it was at. Love VHS.
So none of us have really bought DVDs.
I know I have bought DVDs, just none of them were ever memorable purchases.
I don't think... The nice thing about VHS was the fact that it was kind of crappy quality and you couldn't skip through it and you had to like rewind, remember that?
Yeah.
Rewind.
Yeah.
One rewind, then...
Yeah.
That was magical with VHS.
I remember before DVD players first came out properly, that my parents went and got a new video player because theirs broke or whatever, something happened to it. And they went out and got a really expensive one. It was a really nice one. It had like a special door on it that you had to put it just flaps open. This one had like catches on it. Ooh. So the video had to go in dead straight, otherwise the door wouldn't open. Very cool. But it had like turbo rewind on it.
Oh, so you literally destroyed the tape. it just
ripped out like whole tapes into pieces and like, you know, just shook the TV unit into pieces. It just destroyed the living room.
Are you sure these weren't bricks you were putting into it?
Fuck, that's it.
That's the problem.
I always get confused because, you know, your house bricks have holes in them, don't they?
Yeah.
Mm. And I always wonder what the third one was for because they normally have three holes. So, but it makes sense now. Then they weren't video cassettes.
Easy mistake to make.
Oh, when you said door, I was like, yeah. Doors are big.
Are you sure you weren't just throwing bricks in people's houses?
Yeah, very possibly was, yeah.
And they were getting destroyed, don't know why. Yeah. They just died.
Cheap Chinese technology.
Yeah, always blame Chinese. If any technology ever breaks, it's like, oh, it's Chinese.
Ooh.
Yeah, I went there.
That's our host, Craig, everyone.
Racist Craig.
Don't give me that nickname.
That's your
Craig the Racer.
We've got Rowdy Richard Rowden.
Yeah.
And then we've got Racist Craig. So you can just, I think your name is just
Fair. Dramatic Matt.
I'll accept that. I'll take that one. At least I have a nickname now.
Janet Phil.
Janet Phil.
I just said the first thing that came to my head.
It's just word Janet Phil.
What would have been better is if you just said Phil. Phil.
Oh. Phil. Phil. Philip.
Philip. That's an unusual name.
The next question I've got is actually one of my favourite ones that I wrote down.
I thought the last question was your favourite one.
Did I say that?
You did.
I did say that.
Let's just go with this is your favourite as well.
Yeah.
I think I did say the last one was my favourite one. I lied. This is probably my favourite one. But is there a film, and this is for Rich first, right? Is there a film that you've watched so many times you pretty much know every single word to the film?
The Dark Knight. Probably.
Amazing. I think everybody went quiet then because everybody agreed, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't think I can agree.
Oh, here we go.
But it's a good film.
Yeah.
Why so serious?
Was that Bane or Batman?
That was Bane.
Okay.
No, sorry, that was Batman. Bane's this.
That was not bad, that one.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
You think the darkness is your ally? I was born in it. Molded by it.
That was actually really good. Okay, so let's do some impressions. Let's have an impression off then, okay? So as we were just doing Bane, do you want to go first or shall I do Bane first?
You do Bane first.
Okay. And the only line I can remember is, it's like three words. But
well.
I was born in the darkness. That's all I know.
That was,
okay.
It was pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah?
Well, okay. Shall I go?
Yeah, your turn.
Wow.
You think darkness is your ally. I was born in it. Molded by it.
I feel like you've done a Texan version of it.
You need to do the whole hand cupping thing to get the same sound.
All right, okay.
But I was born in it.
I was born in it. No.
I was born in it.
All right, lads.
I.
Wait, you're an actor.
This is the why I'm laughing.
All right.
It's the fact that I just did my Bane impression and everybody just kind of, oh, okay. And then you did it and everybody fucking slated you. Everybody's like, oh, no, not like that.
I mean,
not like
in
that.
Comparison, Craig's is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say Craig wins that one.
All right.
Although, because you've done it, I feel like we're missing out on some sort of nuance that he does. But...
Shut up, Kat.
You're slating me as well. God.
Everyone's a critic.
I think the F goes to Craig on that one.
No, the F goes to
Rich. It's like horse.
The loser gets the
letter. Oh, gosh, definitely goes to Rich then.
Matt, have you got a Bane impression before we go on?
Any chance?
I think so.
No, we're not doing
can
that
the
one.
F go to Matt.
No. Perfect. Perfect. That's very good. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Shouldn't have got involved.
You can choose the impression this time. It's only fair.
All right. Keep it in the theme. Should we go for the Joker?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Why so serious?
Quite serious. That.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Right. I'm trying to think of a different line because I'm doing the same thing. I know what I'm gonna say. Yeah. I know what I'm gonna say. Okay. I'm ready. Do you want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah,
that was good.
I quite like Craig's. Again, you're going for a Texan kind of. You want to know why I got these scars, kid?
Okay. Do you want to do another Joker?
I'll go for one more.
Another Joker?
Okay. I'm going to go redo it again.
My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes crazier than usual. Mummy grabs a kitchen knife. Daddy doesn't like that. Not one bit.
He does know all the words to the film.
He does.
Oh, my God.
I think I was just falling in love, actually.
I think there's a round of applause. Round of applause.
Thank you.
And Craig gets the letter.
Yes! But, victory!
So we're on FF. FF. I'm going to do Batman now. Let's stay with Batman for a minute. Okay. Just because... Everybody can do a Batman.
Justice.
Even Phil. Okay.
Yeah,
One of my favourite bits, I think, is Dark Knight Rises, but when Catwoman goes away and then he's just like, "So that was that feels like."
Yeah, that's the best. That's one of my favourite bits.
You're on your own. Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Oh my God, that's what it feels like.
That's exactly it. It does my fucking head in.
He just stays in character.
Because it is. As soon as, if you're on your own, you won't talk in that stupid fucking voice.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get that out.
Alfred, why is my food touching?
Yeah.
You know I can't eat carbs anymore.
I also love about that, because I think that film, Dark Knight Rises, has the biggest plot holes.
Yeah.
And I think there's the bit when he puts that special little metal thing on his knee and he kicks for a fucking wall. He's like, I'm better.
Yeah. This is, why weren't you wearing that all the time?
Yeah. It's so funny. It's still, don't get me wrong, it's still a fucking incredible film.
Yeah.
But every now and then, you watch, especially now I've watched it so many times, I'm like, why?
It's one of those
Why
films,
didn't you just watch it? One more time to check for these bits.
But it's one of those films where it's so much fun, you just forgive all of the plot holes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, even if like there was tons and tons and tons of them in there, I'd be like, yeah, it's still a great film.
Yeah.
They don't matter at all. So going on, let's carry on with, let's just a random film topic for a second. Because like, I've got this question that I've been thinking about. It's like, is there a film that you've watched maybe too many times and now you can't watch it?
Good question. Oh, I think we need Rich.
Or me first.
Oh, of course, you're the guest.
See what I mean? Place. Like, you know, Matt just wants it to be his show. Like, it's all...
You're basically giving it to me, Craig.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything to save your own show.
I think the one film I've watched too many times, not by choice, is Avatar.
Oh, just because. That's a long film to watch that multiple times. It's, but you think you'd know what you were getting yourself into.
I've seen it in bits, so it's not a case I've watched it all the way through. I'll go back home. Oh, it's on again.
Yeah.
So I'll catch the ending, or I'll catch the start, or I'll catch the middle, or then Channel 4 have it on, then Sky News have it on. It's just like,
bits and now pieces.
I
hate it.
That's
a shame. Yeah.
What about Phil? Have you got a film?
I think I've seen Shrek way too many times.
Oh, Shrek is a good
film. I changed my answer. Shrek. Yeah. Seen Shrek too many.
The one film that I've seen far too many times now.
Yeah, but do you still love it? Is it still a
good
film?
Not Shrek anymore.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the quotes aren't fun anymore. Someone goes, "Oh, I love Donkey. I hate Donkey."
I think there were certain people that learned all of the words to it to the point that it would just put you off the film.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I concur.
It's still got
Waffles?
One of the
fuck off.
Yeah. It's still got one of the greatest soundtracks, though, I think.
Yeah.
Smash Mouth, isn't it? Yeah. Fucking amazing song. Amazing song. What about you, Matt?
I think for me, you know what? It kind of saddens me, but Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah. So did I. But Hot Fuzz is someone mentioned to put it on the other night. It's like, I love it so much that I can't watch it consistently, otherwise I'll ruin it for myself.
I think that's a little bit different, though. I think that's like, it's not, you haven't got to that stage yet. You're stopping yourself before you get there.
I won't enjoy it anymore when I watch it. So I've seen it so many times, but I have fond memories of it, so I refuse to watch it now.
Yeah.
I love it so much that I have to let it rest in peace.
Wow, it's got really sad.
That's the skills of an actor, Rich. That's what an actor can do, so.
Mate, good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
I'm actually going to have to take a second because I'm actually quite upset.
Welling up.
It's possibly one of my favourite films.
What about you? What about you then, Craig?
I don't know what to say now. I'm just a little bit choked up.
Wait, hold on a second. Here's a question.
Okay.
Hot Fuzz is one of your favourite films. How do you rate it compared to Shaun of the Dead?
That's the point.
Yeah.
Is the fact that Shaun of the Dead is my favourite film probably of
all time.
Hot
Fuzz was always going to be living in the shadow of Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, and I think if you listen to when Simon Pegg, Nick Frost and Edgar Wright talk about it, they all feel the same. Like, let's stick on the Cornetto trilogy for a second then. Like, how do we rate at World's End?
Oh, it's all at the bottom, way at the bottom. But it's just the bottom.
It's still quite funny though, there's a few moments in it.
Did any of you ever watch Spaced?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I you can kind of see the progression of their humour and writing and everything from that into Shaun of the Dead, which was like at its peak. And then Hot Fuzz was trying to make a comeback film. And it was good. And then at World's End, it's like they kind of peaked and it just went downhill. I feel like they got too old. Simon Pegg.
He's a Hollywood actor now.
Yeah. And so I think from that respect, it kind of lost its kind of British charm a little bit because it kind of got a bit more Americanized. But what I really like about Hot Fuzz from Shaun of the Dead is just like the quality of it.
Yeah.
Like, even just, like, the fighting, like, just how... Because it wasn't Shaun of the Dead. It didn't have the same... Had the same feel, that same humour, but there was...
It's a bit more bigger budget.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It felt totally. Like a big budget. Like, it felt like a really good quality. Just nice to look at least. Not that Shaun of the Dead wasn't, but...
You just looking at Nick Frost.
Yeah. Well, I think they're just on the same level.
All day long.
I think sometimes Shaun of the Dead would be my favourite, and then Hot Fuzz. But...
Like, I still love the third one still. At the World's End. I think it is a great, great film. And I think what you've said there is kind of putting the nail on the head is the fact that it's still, as far as the storyline goes, it's still the same trilogy, right? But they've got the budget behind it on this one. And like the fighting in that film, like if you've ever watched the special features on it, they talk all about the fight scenes and stuff. And the fact that it's all like choreographed, it's all, they put so much time into the fight scenes. And that's why they look so incredible.
In
that World's End. The World's End, sorry.
So here's another one.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched it?
The World's End?
Yeah.
I've lost count, probably.
Really? I've only watched it once.
I've seen it like twice, maybe.
Yeah. Like, I honestly, I'm a massive, massive Edgar Wright fan.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I can watch his stuff all day long.
You almost get quite sad then, because, you know, that new film that's coming out, Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Edgar Wright.
Was it?
And then, yeah, he dropped out because the production company were like, we want to do this, we want to do that. And he was like, well, no, it's my script. And then, he walked out because they wanted to change too much.
But it's the guy that directed Moon that's directed it, isn't it?
Moon, oh, is that right? He took it over in the end.
Yeah, David Bowie's son.
Yeah.
It was worth coming. I did learn something off.
I had a friend who went to see it at the premiere and said it was really good.
It looks interesting from the trailers.
Mm. Yeah, Johnny wants to go see it on Sunday. He really wants to come.
Is Johnny, everyone in podcast world who wants to come on Sunday?
Anyone wants to join Craig and Johnny to watch Ant-Man? They'll be at the Piccadilly Circus with you at 7:30. Yeah.
They'll both be wearing red.
Don't forget Y Plan, £7.
Yeah, you missed that bit. I've been plugging my
plan. Oh, you did Y Plan?
Yeah.
And thank you, Acast.
Yeah.
And yet Matt missed it because he was late.
But Acast aren't. Their podcasts are always on time.
Yeah. So the next question is, who is your favourite actor?
Heath Ledger.
Really?
Yes.
I think that's a fucking good choice.
Yeah. The fact that he can transform himself from something like Brokeback Mountain to like the Joker.
I forgot about that film.
Yeah. And like, he's just phenomenal. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
I actually cried when he died, so I was quite sad.
I was gutted. Yeah. I was gutted.
He was a genuinely talented acting man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be good.
Mm. Was that your face making that noise?
It's my teeth, yeah.
Was it your teeth?
Oh my God.
That'd be good.
Yeah, it's not.
It's wearing your teeth away.
It's a good noise to make in an awkward situation, though.
Oh,
so
gross.
Fucking horrible.
It's like the clicking of your fingers. It's like, stop it. Stop it.
What about you, Matt? Who's your favourite actor or actress?
My favourite actor is Bruce Willis.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, good shout, yeah.
Because of all Fifth of the Element. Films. Well, Fifth Element, 12 Monkeys, Pulp Fiction... Even like crappy ones was like
Die Hard. Come on,
Die Hard. Yeah, but I mean, he's so much more than Die Hard.
Yeah, he is.
I think he's great, especially
Sixth
with
Sense.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. But then Samuel Jackson is also an equally great actor.
See, I think Samuel Jackson would probably be on my list of best actors or my favorite actors because he's done some of the best films like Pulp Fiction and like when he was in Jackie Brown as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like fucking amazing when he worked with Tarantino. More recently, I think with him in Avengers.
Yeah,
I really like him, that character.
Have you seen him in Django Unchained as well?
That was yeah. I just thought of that as I was saying Avengers, because that like with, especially with the makeup and stuff, and like he looked like a really old man, which is amazing.
Yeah,
he actually looked like that character, and like he was fucking amazing,
really
absolutely
good,
incredible.
But he still had the essence of like a typical Samuel L. Jackson performance.
That's what I was going to say.
Pretty different at the same time.
Because this is what I was going to go on to, the fact that if you get Samuel Jackson in your movie, he's going to play Samuel L. Jackson in different styles and voices, right? That he's one person, he's a character, which is fine. I think he fucking plays that off all the way through any film he's ever done. But I think that in particular, that film, like he's a different character. As much as I say, you can still see the Samuel Jackson, you can still feel that character.
Yeah.
Because of some of the ways he says certain stuff and like the wording he uses, it's obviously him.
But I don't know how you feel about this, Rich, because I feel sometimes when people are acting in films, they're essentially playing that one character. And so Samuel Jackson does it quite well in a way, the fact that I'm not irritated by the fact that I know I'm watching Samuel Jackson playing this. But I think another actor who does it really well is Christian Bale. Like his ability to transform. I never really feel like I'm watching Christian Bale. I always feel like I'm watching the character that he's portraying.
As all the stick we've given him already, as far as his Batman character, like he is a very good actor. And like, you know, I think he's a good example of when it comes to like when he was in The Machinist.
Yeah.
The weight he lost for that.
Just a dedication to the role is pretty admirable.
And I think I really love the fact that how close it was after The Machinist, he did Batman Begins, and they were kind of like, we want you, but like you're not big enough. It just won't work. And like he managed to do that. Actually, this reminds me of my favorite actor. And I think my favorite actor probably is Tom Hardy. And one of the biggest things for Tom Hardy for me is Bronson.
Yeah, I was gonna say Bronson.
It's a fucking amazing film. Really, really. It's like an arts film. Do you know what I mean? It's very it's
indie.
It's you know what I mean? It's about how it's filmed, the way it's filmed, and the kind of the way it's performed. You know
incredibly
what I mean?
Theatrical.
You know, exactly. And I fucking love it. It's very clever. Mm. But in the special features on the DVD, there's a section where he's talking about the fact that he actually went and met Bronson.
Yeah.
And like the first time they met, Bronson was kind of like, you can't fucking play me. Look at the size of you. You're a weedy little shit. Do you know what I mean? He was like, you know, you're never going to be big enough. You can't play me if you're small. You know, I'm a big guy. And he kind of went, let me prove it to you. And I think it was something like, it was a matter of months.
Yeah.
That like he went away and trained. And he came back and he was like nearly the size he had to be. Because he needed to be smaller for the beginning of the role anyway. And he gets bigger during the film, I think. But like apparently when he came back, Bronson just kind of shook his hand and was like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're worth it. Which I just love, do you know what I mean? Mm. And that dedication, and that's, you know, fucking, yeah, he's a legend.
Good actor. How far would you do something like that for a role? Or, like, you know, something you're interested in?
Oh, like lose weight and weight.
Yeah, lose weight. Yeah. Like, how far would you think?
Well, I'm kind of doing it at the minute. So I'm doing a film called Macdo, which is set in Roman Britain, 40 AD. And I play a warrior called Delon, who basically is the warrior of the time. He's like the best warrior, so he goes to war and stuff like that, and he's the guy who always come back, kill as many as he possibly can. So I've got to bulk up a specific way to look the way they would back then.
Yep.
So it's not a case of like I've got to bulk up massive just for the sake of it. I've got to bulk up my chest, my arms, my forearms, and my legs.
I'm gonna wear your body. Like,
pretty much. Yeah. No, not like a whole overall, but mainly like them carrying like heavy swords and axes and shit. Yeah. So I've got to have a specific look rather than...
Because it was natural, wasn't it? It wasn't like they went to the gym and bulked up to be fighters, right? Their muscles built because they were fighting.
Yeah. It was true fighting.
There were no protein shakes in the Roman
Yeah.
So it's more about getting lean, I guess, but they're still...
Yeah.
A commitment you've got to make to do that.
You had to lose a little bit of weight for the last role you did.
I did. So yeah, I did what's called fasting.
Yeah.
Where you'll eat not much food for like 3 days. Yeah. You'll eat like a bit of bread, boiled egg, and some cereal.
Fuck that. Stuffed already.
And like, yeah, it gives you that kind of gaunt look. Yeah. Like you've been like in the woods or you've been away from like society for a period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
You've just lost the plot.
Yeah.
But it just gives that more authenticity to playing a character and also helps building that character.
Yeah, because you've got that mind frame that you've just been going through. So yeah, it makes sense.
You know how hungry they are. They know, you know, kind of they need to hunt. The first thing is food or water. It's kind of what's on your mind playing that role when you're...
Yeah, that's really interesting. I never really thought of it that way, actually, because I suppose it's almost in the same kind of terms of like method acting, getting into that. But that must be because... Some of the best acting I've ever seen, we went to see Richard III at the Globe Theatre. Nice. And Shakespeare is one of those things where you still, even back in the day, wouldn't be able to understand everything that was being said, like, crystal clear. But the way that there was one point where the entire audience was just so mesmerised by one speech, and then you come out and you think, oh, you suddenly realise you're watching something, you're so absorbed. Mm. So I think to have that power as an actor is or an actress is really incredible as well.
Yeah, that's what they call talent. Which is hard to harness unless you put in just hours and hours and hours or months of work.
Mm.
For example, like Heath Ledger as the Joker, he put in months, I think maybe even a year before he went in front of the camera.
Oh, okay.
And he locked himself away in a motel room for an entire month on his own.
Like, oh, to go
creating
insane.
That character and that right mindset.
Wow. Oh God, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
So then that's why you, when you watch him on screen, it's like, whoa, this is, it's not him.
It's not him at all. Yeah. No, yeah. It's the Joker. Person. It's the Joker. Yeah.
That's like, that's another quite interesting idea that you embody, like you become almost possessed by a character or by
Because like he did like an interview like after the filming, and you can see he's still got some of the habits from the Joker.
Yeah. Mm.
Like his tongue's still going. He's a bit twitchy and nervy. As the Joker is,
so
he's coming out all the time.
You definitely become that person,
yeah.
Especially if you act, you know, in the preparation and then throughout shooting such a long period of time, you definitely.
It's not like a film's done in a matter of a couple of days or a week or something. Do you know what I mean? It is a long period of time that you're doing
being
that.
Someone that you're not.
Yeah.
You take it seriously as well. I mean, there's like a job role and also an artistic endeavor as well, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Because like a lot of people think like, you know, and acting's easy. You've got to be in front of the camera and say your lines when really you have to be in that character all the time. People say, oh, method's too far. They're always in character. It's annoying. But really, as soon as they, right, we want you on set now, that can happen at any point during the day.
Yeah.
So you can be in your trailer for like 4 hours, not know when you're going to go on set. And they'll be like, hey, we need you now. Come on, quick, go get the shot within like an hour. And you have to be in that mindset to be like, right, I can nail it every single time.
Yeah.
Because if they do a shot and you fuck up, but technically, the shot's brilliant. They'll use that rather than the good performance, but crap technically.
Okay.
So.
Because
even when me and Craig did some filming on top of my roof the other day.
Yeah, we did.
And we needed something like 20 seconds audio and video. We were up there for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. It was like a little speech I had to say. Just could not get it.
So how did you become an actor?
Well, when I was younger, I actually hated acting, weirdly enough. Right the way through my teens, I thought drama was for the sad people, so to speak.
Yeah. So you fit right in then.
I'm one of the sad ones.
Nice.
But I left school, got like a job at BT, did the whole get a career. Yeah. The next step was like get a house, get a car, you know, create like a family or something. That was sort of the next steps for me. So I had the career sorted. But I actually hated my job.
Yeah.
So I decided to take a year out. So they're offering these, you can go part-time, you can either go take a sabbatical, or you can leave the company. I went traveling for about a year. I went to Australia, New Zealand, America, kind of like a sort of find yourself.
I get that,
Like, what do I want to do in my life? So I was at a sort of point where I was like, right, I can stay in BT all my life, live in Oswestry, which is near Shrewsbury in Shropshire.
Yeah. Represent.
Yeah. I was like, I really hate this kind of town. I don't like living here. There's nothing to do. I was always bored. Then the traveling was my escape. Then when I got back after the year, I kind of rebelled a bit. So went back to BT after the year. Didn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Just doing whatever the hell I wanted, dressed how I wanted, rather than wearing like a suit and stuff.
Nice.
I got fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, good. They fired me.
Yep, nice. Good.
And then I had a little think to myself for 6 months, kind of, what the hell am I going to do? And then I watched The Dark Knight, actually, which kind of brought the inspiration to me, like, fuck, Heath Ledger's Joker was like a kind of a changing point for me. I was like, this is incredible. I'd love to be able to kind of do something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
To inspire other people.
Yeah,
no way.
So I thought, you know what, sod it. So I got in my car, drove to London. I stayed in
I'm
my...
going to be an actor.
Yeah.
Bye bye, mummy.
That's pretty much how it kind of happened. I drove down to London. I slept in my car for 3 weeks while I auditioned at all these different drama schools.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. I got accepted to Richmond Drama School, which is like a 6 month course in advanced acting and a access to higher education.
Yeah,
I learned quite a lot there. I got to briefly meet Tom Hardy, which is really cool.
Oh, cool.
He came in for like about an hour, but our teacher at the time sent him away because he was interrupting our acting class.
Hey, what?
What?
And we were like, what are you doing? And it's like, this is the whole Dark Knight Rises like fame stuff. He just finished shooting and come in to have a chat with us. I was like, no. And it's like, bye. And that was annoying.
That's ridiculous.
That's a story to tell him when you meet him, Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember me?
Yeah.
No.
Because my teacher kicked you out of my class. Yeah. You were disrupting my learning. Thanks to you, I failed.
Thanks, I'm homeless. Cheers.
What? So you're actually got a lot going on at the moment, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah.
So I'm actually directing my own film.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I've also wrote it, and I'm going to star in it.
Oh, God. Oh. Take all the glory.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's being filmed with friends. So the other actors, Chuck Umodu and Joey Taliar, mm-hmm. are going to be in it.
Yeah.
It's very much a passion project.
Yeah.
That I kind of wrote. I've had this idea in my head for a long, long time. I just took that kind of, right, I want to be in this kind of film. So these kind of films, so Survive basically is set in a dystopian future. The world's kind of gone to shit. And you follow two characters in an adventure along the Lake District.
Okay.
And basically the premise of the story is Chucky Modu plays a slave who's broke away from a slave ring. But the slave ring he broke away from has these like fighting pits.
Oh, wow.
And he's their prize fighter. So he breaks away from that. And then a huge manhunt comes on to try and find him and pull him back. But then Chucky Modu's character bumps into my character when he's trying to hide out from them, and then my character helps him in his cause, which is to find his sister.
What was you going to say, Matt?
I was going to say the storyline is almost like a dystopian future version of like Huckleberry Finn.
Okay, nice reference.
Not sure what to say to that.
I just thought it was a literary treasure turned into a modern dystopian version of. And that's Matt's two pieces. Find out next week whether anyone actually gives a shit.
And that wasn't an inspiration, actually.
Yeah.
I wrote this film with all my own ideas.
Completely original.
So when what sort of time scale are you on at the moment then? So when do you start filming?
So we've got a filming date set in September. Ooh. So 1 week of September. Mm-hmm. But we're currently doing a Kickstarter campaign to raise some money to make the film in the best possible way.
Ah, okay.
So we have like a Twitter account and Facebook where you can find the Kickstarter link.
Those will be linked right now, by the way, if you are on Acast. If not, we will... Do you want to shout it out as well, actually, just in case you're listening to iTunes? So where can they find your Kickstarter?
So they can find it on Twitter and Facebook. The Twitter is at Survive Film.
Uh-huh.
And the Facebook as well. Survive Film / Survive Film.
Nice.
But if you just Google Survive Film...
Yeah,
you'll find it.
You'll find it.
Use the internet.
Yeah,
everyone's capable of it. Yeah.
You know, Google. Google's pretty good.
Things. But yeah, you should definitely go check it out. So when do you think you'll be finished with it all? Then
it won't be released to the public probably till summer next year because it's going to go for a festival circuit.
Pretty quick, though.
Yeah, still
I don't know. Not for me. I want to see it.
But, just impatient. But if you put money in the campaign, there's a perk, which I think's £60, you get to invitation to the screening and you get early access to an online link for a limited time.
Oh, very nice.
VIP.
I love the incentives on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Because you're looking through it and like, a lot of times you look at like projects and stuff and you're like, oh, I want to back that. That looks awesome.
Yeah.
And then you look for the incentives and you're like, oh my God, I get this. Yes, I'll pay.
Did you see that the Kickstarter for the Greek bailout fund?
Yeah.
There was a Kickstarter for the Greek bailout fund to reach like 35 billion euros or whatever. And all of the incentives from that were like legit, like olives from Greece. And like a holiday for two in Greece and stuff like that.
That's amazing. Random.
Very nice.
Well, did you hear about that Kickstarter baby?
What? No.
So there's one woman who got pregnant and she thought she was going to struggle to raise a child. So she put a Kickstarter up for 10 grand to help raise a child for the first 2-3 years or something.
Nice.
How did that go?
I imagine it
she made her money. Well. Oh, a lot more. I think got like 30 grand or so.
That's, the internet sweet. Can be pretty generous.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, it's the thing with Kickstarter. Like you put a tenner in, but if like thousands of people put a tenner in, do you know what I mean?
Easy money.
Yeah. So should we start?
Although some of the perks are a really funny one. A friend of a friend did a Kickstarter and one of his perks for £5 was he'll send a personal message to every single person who does it. But he had 6,000 people donate £5.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's going to take some time.
And it's been 3 years and he's still doing it.
Hey, really?
That's really good though. That's
being
dedication.
Lazy.
That's dedication. But fuck.
Yeah.
Is he handwriting them and posting them?
It's pretty funny.
Well, that's amazing. So, so hopefully, you know, in a year's time then, when it comes out, we'll have to get you back on the podcast. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking to you for a year.
Yeah.
So we'll have lots to talk about. You know. But looking at the time, I think it's time to wrap up.
Sounds good.
Yeah, how are we all feeling?
Agree. Lovely.
Yeah, we haven't all died then.
Not
only
yet.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's the end of the first ever episode of That Was Interesting. Okay, hand clap.
Pub lads.
Right, we're back from the pub. You thought you got rid of us, but you didn't. We're back. This is just a short bit to tell you kind of what's going on and where we're going from now. So it's early days. You know, the podcast is brand new. So we want to hear feedback from you guys. You know, if you don't like it, tell us. If you like it, tell us more. So to find us and to let us know, hook us up on Twitter. So I'm at Craig Lambard. Matt?
I'm at MT_SHAW.
Close enough.
And Phil?
I'm at PhilJKSN.
Okay, cool. So if you're really upset with the fact that Matt rocked up late and kind of ruined the middle of
Definitely
the podcast.
Ruined
I think you mean
it,
you know. Made.
Ruins, yeah. Nice. Ruins the middle of the podcast. You know, that's fine. Tweet Matt, you know, MT_Shaw. You know, let him know how awkward it was for you to listen to him coming through the door like that, you know, and it was such a big deal, right? So that's fine. Let us know.
Yep. And we also have a Facebook page, which is That Was Interesting, which will post images and links and all sorts of random stuff on to do with the podcast that's happening each week.
Also, a good shout out to Acos. Thanks for hosting us again.
Yeah.
Again on there.
Thanks, Acos.
Cheers.
All the links, pics, things like that, you'll be able to scroll through, have a look at while you're listening to this amazing podcast. But just thanks again to there just for having us again. Really appreciate it.
Guys, anything last to say?
Well, I think you know what to say at the end of this, don't you, Craig?
Yeah. That was interesting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.